The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington, or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London and see what's making the news there. Brexit firstly, Adam.
Yeah, a lot of hot air on this again, not surprisingly, because we haven't actually got anywhere terribly fast on this, but the European Union has given us this two-week deadline, that is, for the UK to clarify its position on the Brexit divorce bill. The clock is ticking on that. Of course, there is the question, can you settle a restaurant bill halfway through the meal, which is certainly one argument. But the boss of the EU, Michel Barnier, has suggested he's prepared for the talks to fail. But then is that brinkmanship? Does he mean it? What are we doing? We have no idea, but there's a summit 4 weeks.
Yeah, it was never going to be easy, though. It was never going to be easy. What's this business about a naked photo?
Well, let's hope common sense prevails in this. But, yeah, this is the case. It's become quite a thing here. The case of a 14-year-old boy who sent a photo of himself naked to a girl that he liked at school. It was inappropriate. Of course it was. And the girl told her parents. But, unfortunately, one thing led to another. The whole thing snowballed. And while police didn't arrest the boy, his details are now logged on the police database. The photo's been kept under the title Obscene Publications. The boy's mother has argued it would be ridiculous that her son could be viewed as a sex offender when applying to college or work in the future. But there it sits.
Absolutely.
She's now got permission to pursue this in the High Court. As I say, let's hope common sense prevails.
Mm. And are you a shopaholic?
Well, if I was a man, which I am, I must be. I think we are, Alan. According to the latest stats here, in the run-up to Christmas, it tells us that men now outspend women on clothes, shoes, and even beauty products.
Apparently, you reckon?
Some fashion retailers are changing their approach because of it.
I'd be getting a second opinion. All right, there he is, Adam Gilchrist in London.